from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today's another beautiful day in the presence of God. The great grace of God that has seen you up to this very hour will not be withdrawn from you. Grace and mercy that has helped you to see the last month of the year. Today is the second day. In this second day, you are doing great exploits in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed. He has said it. The good things that the Lord has assigned for you for 2021 that you have not fulfilled today. Before now, I pray that with the remaining part of this 2021, you are making it in Jesus' name with great and good results in Jesus' mighty name. And as for those of you marking your birthday, today is a beautiful day. I say happy birthday. You will rejoice and people will celebrate with you in Jesus' mighty name. In your new age, you will do great exploits in Jesus' name. And those of you marking special days, if today is your wedding anniversary or one notable day, every year you will continue to rejoice more and more. You will not cry over these special days in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled. Now, brethren, today I want us to see the word of the Lord. As the Lord is talking about blessing of making it, you are in His record. He has assigned you to make it in life. I don't know what might have been holding you back, but today, you are entering into the covenant and you are manifesting it in Jesus' name. Enough is enough. No more delay, no more stagnation. If you look into the book of Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, the Lord has pronounced it. He said it and you are making it in Jesus' name. He said, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Wow, thou shalt be a blessing. I don't care what people have said, because you failed last year or because you are not giving speed before today doesn't mean you won't get it. Because you don't get it right the last time doesn't mean you are not going to get it right. No, that's not your portion. The Lord has said it. He declared it. He said, "I will make you." So you are making it to the top in Jesus' mighty name. The blessing of the Lord is raining upon you already. You see, when I look at the word of the Lord, and if you too look at the word of the Lord, you will see that the Lord has spoken. He has promised. He forcefully said, "You will make it." So gain strength now to make it. He forcefully said, "He will make you a father of nations." So there is no limitation. He didn't put border. Anything that has been set against you as limitation, gate, or barrier, they are broken today in Jesus' mighty name. They are broken today, I repeat, in the name of Jesus. You are borderless, no limitation. Go on doing great exploits for the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And He said another thing, you are to be known. That means people will see you as center of attraction. People will see you as prayer point. And that's what is happening in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, no matter what has been happening, because you came out from a humble background doesn't make you to remain poor. You are forging forward in the mighty name of Jesus. You are forging forward. He said it and He's going to do it in the name of Jesus. The power of God that surpasses human reasoning and everything. Once He has said it, you are making it in the name of Jesus. The Lord said in the book of John, John 17:23, He said, "I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one." Brethren, because we have limited power, the day you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have another power added unto you. That's combination. So where you are limited, the mighty power of God, Jesus, that you accepted into your life, has become additional, added value to break forth and make it. And you are breaking forth and you are making it because you have additional power. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ into your life, you do today. That means you have a spirit that has entered you to enable you to do what you cannot do. As this year is running to an end, where they have limited you, where you have been stagnated because you have received additional power. You accepted Jesus Christ into your life. I command you to move forward. He said, if I am with you, he said, with me, nothing shall be impossible. All those words are there. So with the additional power, with Christ in you, break forth on every side. And this year will not go without you becoming a success. You are blessed already. Let me stop here. By the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say the mercy of the Lord abide with you. Enjoy divine refreshment of God. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.